It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every week we dive deep into the world of buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. And Mary is joining us from Scottsdale, Arizona this morning, where it is sunny and warm. And there's also a real estate conference. Tell us about what you're doing back there.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. So, yes, I'm at the Metrics Mastermind here in Scottsdale, and we are getting up to date on all things related to real estate, investing, and the economic forecast for 2025 with everything that's going on in the market.
All right. How many days does that have you getting sun?
Well, we've been here since Wednesday, so pretty much sun every day. We've had a little bit of overcast, but I can't complain.
All right, very good. Well, I wanted to ask about the trends of the housing market for the upcoming year. Now, yesterday, I believe it was, the National Association of Realtors put out a list of top 10 housing spots for 2025. It looks like maybe some shifts in the market based on various economic, demographic factors. Tell us more about these hot spots.
Yes, sounds good, Kyle. So, you know, according to these hotspots, according to NAR, the National Association of Realtors chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, the markets identified as these hotspots have strong potential due to affordable housing inventory, better chances for locking in low mortgage rates, and higher income growth for young adults, and a favorable net migration pattern.
Obviously, crucial elements looking for anybody to buy a home. Tell us what places are on the list.
Yeah, so in alphabetical order, the following 10 markets have been identified as the top 10 performers for 2025. So interesting, the Boston, Cambridge, Massachusetts area, New Hampshire, Charlotte, Concord, in North Carolina and South Carolina, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Greenville, South Carolina. We got Hartford, Connecticut, Indianapolis, Carmel, and Anderson, Indiana, Kansas City, Missouri, Knoxville, Tennessee, Phoenix, Mesa, Chandler, Arizona. That's where I'm at. Super busy here. And San Antonio, Texas.
So what's really interesting about all these markets?
Yeah, so they're outperforming the national average in at least 6 of the 10 criteria that NAR analyzed.
So for prospective buyers, that's some good news there. What about the mortgage rate situation, though?
Yeah, so in a lot of these areas, there's a lot fewer proportions of locked-in homeowners or lower mortgage rates. So I think when you look around, like in our area, we have a lot of, you know, it could be up to 70% of people may have an interest rate that's lower than 3%, and so that's causing the gridlock in inventory. Those sellers don't want to sell. In these markets, the proportion of homeowners with an interest rate that low is lower, so that they're more likely to be wanting to sell.
So what about home prices? Are we expecting them to go up significantly?
The NAR's anticipating home prices will appreciate around 2% in 2025. So that's going to be reaching a median existing home price of about $410,700. So while we're still facing a national housing shortage, improvements in inventory are expected due to new construction and homeowners listing their properties.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Now, it sounds then like 2025 could be a time for opportunity for home buyers, especially given the anticipated increase in inventory and mortgage rates stabilizing.
That's exactly right, Kyle. So the worst of the affordability challenges seems to be behind us. So with more inventory and improved market conditions, more Americans will have a better chance of achieving home ownership next year.
All right. Good information now. And remind the listeners what NAR considers when identifying these housing spots.
Yeah. So the factors they're looking at are the share of locked-in homeowners, average mortgage rates, job growth, net migration, and home price appreciation.
Wow, a lot of good information there. Let's talk about our area in the past week. What have we been seeing?
Yeah, so we look at the last 7 days here for the week of December 6th through December 12th. We've had a little bit of a slowdown, and that's pretty typical for a December in Douglas County. So coming soon, new listings. We had one come on the market. We saw 12 new listings come on the market in the last 7 days. Back on the market.
And did we lose her? That's not what... there we go. Now you're back.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. All right. Short sale pendings. No short sales. We had 17 price changes. 14 homeowners went pending this week, and we had 6 sold properties for the week.
All right. Some good numbers. Talk about some of the affordable new listings.
Yeah. So this is a cute little area off West Harvard. There's a new listing that came on the market, 1662 West Catherine Avenue. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home, 2138 square feet, listed for $399. So a lot of bedrooms and bathrooms and square footage for the money.
All right. And definitely a lot of space in that one and a lot of options for things. What about down in South County?
Yeah. So this is kind of a popular area, 3017 Boomer Hill Road. This house is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, just over 1,600 square feet. It's on 131 acres, and it's listed for $649,000. So if you have it's a working cattle ranch with outbuildings, feeder barn, second barn, machine shed, shop space. So if you're looking to run a few cows and have your own privacy, this is the space for that.
What if you wanted a riverside retreat with some great views?
Yeah, so this one is probably going to go fairly quick. It's 2.5 acres, 14115 North Bank Road. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath main home, custom built with over 1,900 square feet. There's also a second little cute manufactured home on it, and this is on the North Umpqua River, listed for $795,000.
Wow.
So you can have your main house and a guest house.
Yeah, perfect. Now, as well, out in the green area, what if somebody was looking for a smaller home?
Yeah, so this is kind of what's been selling out in green. Corona Loop, we just had a closing. It was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,016 square feet. So I just kind of wanted to include this so people would know what was selling in this market. This property sold for $310,000, and it was listed for $299,900. So it sold for above list price, and it was only on the market 5 days.
Wow. Now, I see one in Hughcrest. No, this is actually off College Road, I guess. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this is a great neighborhood up by the college, 385 Chincapin Court. This house was on just over a third of an acre. 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2760 square feet, had a lot of character. This property was originally listed at $550,000. They had a price reduction down to $495,000, and it ended up selling for $488,000. So pretty unique house. If you like contemporary, something with character, this house had that. This neighborhood has a lot of neat homes.
Now, we don't see a lot of listings for the Yoncalla area, but I see you've got one here that has got some acreage, too.
Yeah, this was a great listing, 1036 Scotts Valley Road. Home was on 10 acres. The current owners had done some improvements since they purchased it not too long ago. $890,000 is what this property sold for. It was built in 2007. This area here is kind of a great area. If you have someone that lives in Douglas County and works in Lane County, it might be a good compromise. Or if you had, one owner that worked in Lane County and one that worked in Douglas County, it's kind of convenient for that. So great location for that.
All right. Got about a minute left here. While you're down in Scottsdale drinking in the information and the sunshine, I'm sure you've got some open houses this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. We do have open houses. If you're curious what this one on North Umpqua Highway or North Bank Road looks like, 14115 North Bank Road, they've got looks like 2 open houses today and another open house all day on Sunday from 9 to 5. So check that one out. And definitely we've got more online you can check out.
All right. And if people want to get connected with your group and get some help, how do they do that?
Yeah, feel free to stop by our office, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-366-6080.
All right, we'll let you get back to the sun and the conference. Mary Gilbert, to Local Real Estate Today, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
9 o'clock, wrapping up the morning report.